The new HBO series Boardwalk Empire reminds us that life was anything but dry during Prohibition. And now, adventurous bartenders are reaching back to the Roaring Twenties, and even earlier, for inspiration to mix new classic cocktails. As Deirdre Kennedy reports, San Francisco is now a center for the new mixology.
It's Savoy Cocktail Night at the Alembic Bar in San Francisco's Haight-Ashbury district. Once a month, customers can order a drink from the hundreds listed in the Savoy Cocktail Book, the Bible of classic drinks. Connoisseurs of rare spirits like Rich and Humu Trot are game to try any mysteriously named beverage.
I like the Sanctuary, both the name and the cocktail. There are three things in it, and they're all boozy.
I tend to gravitate towards anything that has some egg white. I like to get a little bit more experimental. I do think that the Rattlesnake was on the menu here, and I like that quite a bit.
Alembic is one of several bars in San Francisco that's riding the wave of vintage drinking, stocking in hard-to-find liqueurs, spirits, and bitters. Guest bartender Eric Elstad, a systems analyst at UC San Francisco by day, has become something of a celebrity in the classic cocktail world. He's not the only well-known drinks blogger, but he's set himself the unique task of recreating nearly 1,000 antique cocktails, all of which are described in the Savoy book from A to Z. His home kitchen is a science lab full of brightly colored bottles, odd-sized beakers, and specialized tools for the precise excision of a lemon rind. On this particular night, he's mixing the letter S.
So this is a Sevilla number one. So it's orange juice, apricot liqueur, and orange bitters. This one may be really sweet. I don't know. Yeah, that's really sweet. That's kind of good, though.
Elstad then arranges the ingredients into a moody still life, snaps a photo, writes a review, and uploads them to his blog, Underhill Lounge. But just because they're called classic cocktails doesn't always mean they're great cocktails. Elstad tries to steer customers away from the duds like the mule's hind leg.
It's an awful drink that's like equal parts Benedictine, maple syrup, three liqueurs, and just a little bit of booze, and it's just dreadful.
Some of the weird flavors in the Savoy book came into vogue during Prohibition, between 1920 and 1933. Elstad says that's because American bartenders fled to Europe to work at posh hotels, like London Savoy.
They kind of came back changed. Liqueurs became a lot more prominent in drinks, and I think part of that was the European influence.
Elstad himself became obsessed with vintage drinks about 3 years ago, after falling in love with a popular pre-Civil War drink called the Sazerac, made from rye whiskey, bitters, and absinthe. Back then, he had to track down rare spirits over the internet. But the growing popularity of classic cocktails has sparked a whole new retail industry for esoteric ingredients. At a store called Cask in downtown San Francisco, General Manager Amanda Womack shows off her rare selection.
So this is our cocktail bitters section. We have everything from Fee Brothers to the Bitter Truth that are made in Germany, Peychaud's classic organic maple bitters, Regan's orange bitters.
Womack says bartenders like Elstad have actually changed customers' tastes by tossing out the mass-produced mixers popular since the 50s and introducing more refined drinks.
Our customer base is becoming more educated as they learn from their bartenders. They know more of what they're looking for, are more adventurous and willing to branch out.
During a recession, customers are willing to splash out on little luxuries like gourmet food and drink, says social psychologist Clayton Critcher, an assistant professor of marketing at UC Berkeley. He believes there's more to the classic cocktail craze than just luxury. It's nostalgia.
Under times of societal uncertainty or in our current economic uncertainty, there's this sort of allure of this elegant time in which in some way things seem simpler. There were clear rules on how society worked and how people behaved.
Whatever the psychology, bartender Eric Elstad continues to slog through the Savoy cocktail book. After the letter Z, there's still a whole section of juleps, fizz drinks, and punches. For the California Report, I'm Deirdre Kennedy.
And you can see some of the drinks at Eric Elstad's blog. You'll find a link at our website, californiareport.org.